Data, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're day three at that conference here on the That Conference stage. We're having a little fireside chat. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So tell us who you are and how old are you?
I'm Emily Davis, and I'm almost 14.
Oh my goodness. And so you are actually one of the speakers here, right?
Yeah.
What was your talk on that?
Intro to Programming with Text Adventure Games.
So what was your process from getting to, this might be cool, to now I'm speaking about it at a big conference?
Well, I did speak last year too, and that was kind of like, oh, okay, so I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of my brother's talks that he did a few years ago.
I see.
And then my dad asked me last year, if I wanted to speak again, and like if I wanted to do the same talk or do something different. And he actually brought up the topic of text adventure games. I'm like, yeah, text adventure games, they're fun. I'd be okay teaching that.
That's awesome. So before we get to that, how nerve-wracking was it to speak the very first time? Because there are grown people that have a very hard time in front of other people, even one, talking about anything. What was it like the first time?
Okay, so the first time, it was the first session in the family talks of that conference.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing in front of the whole room, and there were like 75 kids.
That's a lot.
Probably, well, I don't know, but the whole place was full. I'm not sure if we had kids sitting on the floor, but it was really full, and it was just like everybody just staring at me. I'm just like,
yeah,
okay, I can do this.
And so what was that talk on?
That was teaching kids to program.
And so what was the main focus of that talk?
Like different ways to get kids into programming, and like there were three different languages, and like what you can do with three different languages.
And what languages were they?
Python, Lego Mindstorms, and C#.
So was there a point during the talk where, like obviously at the beginning you're like, whoa, because that's
yeah.
the way it is for me every time. Was there a point in time where it was like, oh, I could do this?
Well, I had like a game that was mostly done, and it was a trivia app. And when I was demoing that, I felt pretty confident because I knew all the answers to the app, really. And I could tell when people are going to be right or wrong or whatever. But like that point, it was just like I got into the zone.
And once you're in the zone, it's almost as if it's really cool what I'm talking about, and it's really everyone kind of they don't disappear, but it kind of feeds off.
And like when I was doing some of my, I brought in a robot for the Lego Mindstorm, so when I was demoing the robot, that was pretty cool because I had a kid come up and help me with it.
That's awesome. So let's talk about your session this year. What was it about? You told us a little bit, but maybe you can tell us again.
Intro to Programming with Text Adventure Games.
So what was the core, what was it all about?
Well, text adventure games are the thing that I learned first when I was doing C#, because it only involves three things: if statements, while loops, and variables. And so it's basically like getting kids started. And then, like, you can do whatever you want with text adventure games.
I see.
And I talked a little bit about Zork.
Zork?
Zork.
What is that?
It's a text adventure game from, it came out in 81.
I should know this. I don't know Zork. What kind of nerd am I? This is horrible.
Yeah, I started playing it last night.
Nice. Oh, wow. So tell me about the language you're using. You said C#.
Yeah.
How would you explain to kids, here's how you, because are you building this thing from scratch?
Well, I had previously built the game, and then we took all the code and we put it onto a Word doc and a map of the maze that they're programming, and we printed it out and handed it to every kid that came.
So you were telling me right afterwards that someone actually reached out to you after the talk. Tell us about that.
Well, I met this girl, and we met the day before, and we had become pretty good friends. We hung out at the water park last night, and she was at the talk, and she had the code, and she was working on it in the talk. And then, like, at 8 o'clock at night last night, I got a text saying, "I just finished your game. This is awesome."
And it worked, right?
Yeah, and it worked. And so then she changed all like the text, so not that actual like code that's behind the scenes, but what's going to show up on the screen to be totally Lord of the Rings themed.
That's awesome. That's probably one of the best feelings of the programmer, right? So tell me, where do you see you going in the future with programming?
I don't really know.
So is this something you want to do for a career, or just something you want to do on the side that's really fun?
I honestly have no clue, but I kind of want to get an app out there.
Okay.
I don't know when.
Well, that's awesome. So for you, what is your favorite part about programming?
Well, I like doing text adventure games a lot, and so the big joy for me is when I have my text adventure game and I have somebody playing it that has not seen the map, and they die.
Nice.
They get killed by monsters. I'm just
you like killing people. That's awesome. That's awesome.
In the game.
So I know. So where can people go to download this code?
I use Visual Studio Community Edition, and you can just search for Visual Studio Community Edition.
Do you have the Word doc out with the code that you wrote?
Yeah, I just got a GitHub.
You have it on GitHub. It's fantastic. What's the site for GitHub?
Like my username?
Yeah, well, the site for the repository. Or do you have your own username with the repository in there?
I have no clue.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll try to find out what that is. We'll put on the notes so people can download it. Thanks so much for spending some
Thanks
time with
for
us.
Having
I'm
me.
Super excited about the future of coders. Here they are. They're going to take over the world. I'm pretty excited. I'll be your janitor one day when you have a big
Remove
me. Thanks for watching again. We're here at that conference, and we'll see you next time. Take care.